Kevin Scott, who's on the governance committee of the American Soybean Association, where do you farm?
I farm in southeast South Dakota, about 15 miles east of Sioux Falls.
Pretty good year this year?
The year was pretty good. We had some challenges planting, of course, and it got wet late in the year, so harvest was a little issue, but our crops were pretty good in that area.
Tell me, with ASA and your work in policy, what's the couple of three top issues on your plate right now?
Well, of course, the obvious one is trade. The tariff issue is something we've been addressing pretty hard for the last 6 months and more, but that has been a focus. Infrastructure is also another large issue for us. Locks and dams, rail issues, truck issues, roads, you know, everything that takes to get our product to market. The general economy is good, you know, taxes and those kind of things, but we don't focus on those. Those things are moving in our direction anyway. But mostly trade, infrastructure are big items.
How do you rate the work or the actions of the president in the China trade at this point? Are you still behind him on trying to bring this to a positive conclusion for the U.S.?
Well, his trying to make a positive out of a negative is what he's trying to do right now, and that we support the president in that area. It you know, trade we've been taken advantage of from the Chinese for quite some time, and there were things that needed to be addressed. We don't believe tariffs are the way to do it. It's really extremely hard on our producers, but we think as long as things are moving in the right direction, we are ratcheting up our pressure right now on the administration to get things to fruition. But I just read a tweet from the president this morning, like everyone else did. But he says he asked the Chinese to remove tariffs on our soybean and our ag products, and you know, so he thinks about our ag products, and that's great. And he wants the Chinese to play fair in trade, and that's also good.
You are of the commodity group that received the most market deficiency payment or reparation from the government this year. Did that make you whole, or what percent of your price that you expected did you lose?
Well, that was certainly a help. It's not something that we expected to happen, and the administration saw fit to, I guess, reward the industry that was most affected by the tariffs. You know, soybeans took a large hit, maybe a $2 per bushel hit. The $1.65 adjustment to our bottom line sure made our bankers happy. I know when I was just explaining it to my banker, he was pretty excited about it, and so was I. I mean, but it's not the way we want to do business. We want to make our money out of the market. But it certainly helped this year. Our concern is for the future, and you know, have we lost some demand long term by this, or can we recover, and can the administration figure out those losses and make it up?
One more question, and that is, right now, the amount of soybeans that are being crushed in a month is huge. I know you've got a lot of volume there, but we are chewing through this crop seemingly faster than we have in the past, even though there's going to be a big carryover. That's really not bad news.
No, I, quite frankly, the realization that we had too many of our eggs in one basket, in the Chinese basket, has been good for our industry. We've looked at other countries that we were not paying as much attention to, and pursuing those leads. Like you say, the crush industry is crushing at a huge profit right now, and huge volume. So we're very happy about that domestically. If we can get a few sales to China, our actual overall sales for this year should not be too bad. And we at USEC, which is our United States Soybean Export Council, their initiative was what it takes. What does it take to make our exports the same as last year without the Chinese demand? Now that we've added some Chinese sales, that thing looks like it's a doable issue, and we may end up exporting about the same as we did last year, and that'd be great.
Yep. Thank you very much for talking with me.
You bet. Anytime. Thank you.